pot down there?
Yeah, I have here a tiller. But I have tiller people cooked on the fireplace. But we have never cooked on the fireplace, mm-hmm. You know. Listen, we just want to, now a long time ago, we had a kitter, old black kitter. Remember, we had to heat water to take baths in, you know, in cold weather. And it set that up, then heat our water, you see, wouldn't make a fire in the stove long, and then they didn't have no gas stove. They had these wooden, you know, wooden burning wood. And some people got them wood stove now.
Yeah.
And you didn't make a fire in the stove to heat water. You just set it up on the, you know, be cold, set it up on the fireplace to heat the water, take a bath.
Have you ever heard of a hearth or a hearth of a fireplace?
A hearth or a horse?
Yeah. What?
I never heard of that.
It's one of the parts just sort of in front of the fireplace that...
Set in front of it?
Well, you know, on some fireplaces you'd have a... Now I guess you'd have sort of a concrete slab or bricks coming out a little ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like if the sparks, say if the sparks from the fireplace came out,
that would detect it.
Yeah, it wouldn't land in your rug or something. Mm-hmm. It'd land on this part.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you'd ever heard that called the hearth or the hearth or something like that.
Now they had the bricks built out, you know, that's for from the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this in the fireplace.
Yeah.
And the bricks come down here.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll detect it too, you see. Instead of it pop on the floor. It don't be on them bricks. And that'll save the floor.
But you never heard those bricks called anything?
No, I sure didn't.
Okay. What about the things that you lay the wood across?
If you call them dogs, that's what they call them, dogs, fire dogs. Fire dogs.
And that thing up above the fireplace that you could set things on.
You mean way up?
Uh-huh.
Like we call that a mantelpiece.
Okay.
That's just old style. I reckon we call it mantelpiece.
Do people call it something different now?
Yeah. I don't know what they call it now, but we just call it mantelpiece. Yeah. I don't know what they call it now, but that's what we call it mantelpiece.
And you might take a... Say if you're going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use to...
Fat spruce.
Okay. Any other name for those? Any other type?
No, none of those. Some people now use paper. You'll get up some dry wood and put the paper up on it.
Yeah.
It'll start from there.
You ever heard of lighted?
Yeah, lighted wood.
What's that?
That's lighted wood, but you start a fire, you have oak wood, and you put that lighted on there and heat up that oak and make it burn. Then that oak is green or dry, it'll, you know, start a burning.
Say, you might take a real big piece of wood and set it sort of toward the back of the fireplace, and it burned for a long time.
That's what that green, they call it the green wood. Yeah, green oak pine or something like that, green pine. And stick that lighter up under there and make it get hot.
But you know, that's you might take a big old piece of wood that you can just barely carry and set that toward the back. Have you ever heard that called a chunk or backlog?
Yeah, you have a backlog. You'll tell a lot of knots. We have hunt in the wood for a lot of knots a minute days. They be, some of them be like that, some be small, you know.
What would that chunk or backlog be?
That'd be lighter.
A
lot, they call it.
And